Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Liz Berlin, co-owner of Mr. Smalls Theater in Millville, here chatting about all things Mr. Smalls and musical this evening. But in January, there's a very interesting event coming up at your theater. And that is you will be hosting the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh at Mr. Smalls, which I think is incredible. It seems like a crazy fusion, because Mr. Smalls, in my mind, is more known for pop and rock. You were just telling me you had Snoop Dogg there on your on your stage at the height of his fame, and now the Mendelssohn Choir, which is very distinguished and classical. So tell me a little bit about how this union came to be.
Well, it's interesting, actually. I just taught my first class at Carnegie Mellon University's Masters of Entertainment Industry Management program on live touring, and one of my students named Benaya, post-graduation, was working for Bob Moyer, who is Steve Hackman's manager, and he and I had been in touch on some other things, and he just kind of put two and two together and got me and Bob Moyer talking about the possibilities, and ended up being able to work out to have these concerts at Mr. Smalls.
Wow.
Which is a really big jump for, you know, for the Mendelssohn. I think it's a big jump for Steve Hackman, and it's a big jump for us. You know, it's kind of like a big mashup.
Well, kudos to staying relevant. And also, I think that a lot of times people think, well, classical music is so stuffy and highbrow and might be over my head, but when you think about it, these composers, I mean, Mozart was crazy. This guy was a nut. These were the pop artists.
These were the rock stars.
Yeah.
These were the rock stars, and these rock stars are no less fabulous and visionary than the rock stars we have today, and vice versa. And the thing that I love about Steve Hackman's work is that he's really, really recognizing that and really bringing that to a head, and, you know, pairing modern artists with these composers.
So the Mendelssohn Choir will be performing the classics of Bob Dylan
at
Mr. Smalls Theater, January 25th through 28th. And I imagine that they'll maybe put a sort of a classical tone to them in concert.
I have no
idea. We'll just have
to
wait and see.
Yeah.
But a chorus of over 100 singers will be on your stage.
Wow.
Is that one of the largest that you've hosted at Mr. Smalls?
That is definitely the largest act that has ever played Mr. Smalls.
So this is history here.
This is
the Mendelssohn Choir comes to Mr. Smalls. This is big.
Absolutely. It's definitely a piece of history. And for me, it's a really interesting turn in my history, because my deep history is that I moved to Pittsburgh when I was 9 years old, and my parents both joined the Mendelssohn Choir. This was way back in the 80s. And at the time, there was no youth chorale in Pittsburgh. And so my parents and some other parents from the community formed the first version of what became the Children's Festival Chorus, which is now the Pittsburgh Youth Chorale, specifically to sing under Michael Tilson Thomas with the Pittsburgh Symphony and with the Mendelssohn Choir. So I was a founding member of the Children's Festival Chorus for many years, performed with the Mendelssohn many, many times under Robert Page.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me to have this choir coming to our venue that we built is just like such a bizarre full circle moment for me, and I'm really excited about
it. So you can vouch for them. They're pretty good.
They're okay. They're amazing. And it's going to be amazing. It's going to fill the whole venue with
In that beautifully
voices,
acoustically sound 18th century church that is Mr. Smalls Theater. It's really an opportunity.
Those buildings were built for acoustics, and I just can't wait to hear how it reverberates.
And as we sit in front of the Tannenbaum here in December, also good to mention that tickets to this would be an excellent Christmas gift. Seeing as how it performs January 25th and 28th. By then, all the holiday madness will be dying down. You'll be wanting to get out and see something. And this
Perfect.
Is a really great opportunity. Mm-hmm. The words and music of Bob Dylan. Do you have a favorite Dylan song?
I don't, actually.
Well, you know, I think the actual what's title of this is...
The Times They Are Changing. That was the first thing that popped
of Bob Dylan. And they that would have to be my favorite.
Yeah.
Because it is timeless. They are always a changing.
Yes.
And but yet, as current as it is, I always feel a little bit of nostalgia when I hear the song, because it does also very much harken back to the period in which he wrote it.
Absolutely.
So I imagine that it's in the title. We'll hear a rendition of that.
Yeah.
Which I'm very much looking forward to. Mm-hmm. Now, are you gonna have any of these chorus members been trained how to sing like Bob Dylan? That's a horrible Bob Dylan
impersonation. I don't know if they're bringing in an actual Bob Dylan-esque voice.
Interpreter?
I kind of think maybe not. I don't know.
What a treat to hear his words spoken so clearly.
Well, that's true.
Not to put down Bob Dylan. It's a very unique style.
You'll probably be able to understand the words.
But to hear a 100-member chorus all singing like Bob Dylan would be, I think, something to remember.
That's a really fun thing to think about.
But I'm sure it'll be a little more polished.
It's going to be beautiful.
Very, very unique.
Yeah.
And again, that is at... the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh at Mr. Small's, January 25th through 28th. Very exciting series of evenings indeed.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful.
Huh? As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.